Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted to have you with us here on this Christmas Eve, and Merry Christmas to you. I pray that Christ will be formed into your heart afresh. David Holland's here with me to help me process some of the great truths that we're learning this week. David, thanks for being here, buddy.
Hi, Stephen. Merry Christmas to you and to all.
You know, we have been, all last week we were in a series with Derek Prince, basically on the titles of Jesus, the different names that he bears, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor. Today we're going to be talking about the Word of God, and I'm so thankful that Jesus is called the Word of God. I'm also thankful for the reality of the Word of God. You know, the Bible uses that concept in two different ways. We have the written Word, obviously, and then we have the Word or the expressed meaning that Jesus is, and I think, David, that it's great that Derek's going to bring these two together for us today.
It's deep. I mean, it is deep, deep stuff and profoundly important to understand. I'm looking forward to it very much so.
Well, and I'm very thankful for the fact that this is landing on Christmas Eve, because like I have said before, I'm really a sap when it comes to Christmas. Love Christmas, love the holidays, love the Bible stories that relate to Christmas, love the whole thing, all of it. I just think it's a marvelous, marvelous time of year. And again, Merry Christmas to those of you who are listening now. Well, we want to get right to the Word of God, because that's what we're celebrating. That's what we're wanting to focus on now on Christmas Eve, is the incarnation of Jesus, is God coming in human flesh, and Jesus as the Word of God. Let's listen.
Unfortunately, so many people today leave Christ out of Christmas and so miss its real and permanent significance. Have you ever noticed how many people can no longer find time to write Christmas in full, so they just write Xmas? Really, that's very revealing. Conventionally, the letter X is used to represent an unknown quantity. So when people write Xmas instead of Christmas, they are really acknowledging that for them, Christ is an unknown quantity. One practical way to become better acquainted with Christ is to study the titles of him that are used in Scripture. Each title reveals some important aspect of his wonderful, many-sided nature. The two titles of Christ that we've looked at so far were both taken from Isaiah 9:6, Wonderful Counselor and Prince of Peace. The title that we're going to study today is found mainly in the writings of John. It is the Word of God. Let's look first of all at the opening verse of John's Gospel, John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Notice in that verse, the phrase, the Word, is used three times. The one so designated is Jesus in his eternal nature. Not Jesus, the Son of Mary, but Jesus, the Son of God, the one who was eternally before creation with God, the one who was himself God, the second person of the Godhead. And then again in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Again, the Word is the title of Jesus. He's the one and only Son, the eternal, begotten Son. Not created, but begotten, eternal, of one nature, and being with the Father himself. And as such, he, the Word, became flesh. That's the incarnation. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. And lived for a while among us. But it was the eternal Word that came into human history in the person of the little baby who was born in the manger at Bethlehem and grew up to be the carpenter's son. Now, Jesus not only came once as a baby, but the Scripture makes it clear he's coming back again in power and glory to judge and to reign. And there's a very vivid picture of this, his future coming, in Revelation 19, verses 11 through 13. And once again, in this context, he is called the Word of God. John says this, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. That's Jesus. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one but he himself knows. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. So there he is again in his glorious majesty, coming to judge and to reign, wearing many, many crowns, diadems, kingly crowns, dressed in a robe dipped in blood, speaking of his sacrifice of himself on the cross. And his name is the Word of God. That Greek word that's translated word is logos, a word that's quite frequently used today in various contexts. We need to understand a little about logos. I remember meeting an Orthodox Greek priest who's a friend of mine now and whose native language was Greek. I've also studied Greek myself since I was 10 years old. And this friend of mine, he gave me a lecture on the meaning of the word logos that I've never forgotten. He said, logos isn't just a spoken word. He said, logos means mind. It means counsel. It means a whole understanding. And that's what Jesus is. He's not just a spoken word, but he's the total mind and counsel of God. Everything God knows, everything God wants to say, everything God wants to do is all wrapped up in Jesus, the Word of God. And then we need to understand also the unique function of words. Words are the supreme medium of communication. Without words, we can use signs and gestures, we can express certain basic feelings, we can communicate certain basic needs. But without words, we can never communicate to one another the true content of our heart. We cannot really say what we want to say. We cannot express deep and intimate feelings and longings. And talk about the things that are really worth talking about, interesting, stimulating, enriching. And so, Jesus is the Word of God. God reveals himself in many ways, in creation, in history, and in other ways. But when God really wants to say what is in his heart, he's only got one way to say it. He says it in Jesus. Jesus is the full and ultimate revelation of God. Only he totally knows God.
The question is then, why is Jesus called the Word of God? And it's because Jesus is everything that God has to say, every expression that God wants to give us. You know, some people make the mistake of separating and distinguishing, so to speak, or creating a huge chasm between Jesus and God, as though God is the angry Father in heaven and Jesus is the loving guy with a sheep under his arm who came to earth. But you know what? Jesus is the perfect representation of the Father. He is the Word of God. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Christmas is a wonderful time to share with family, to give gifts, and to thank God for the blessings that have come through His Son, Jesus. In his heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, Derek Prince shares his extraordinary first-hand account of the harrowing yet glorious days in December of 1947, a time in which he, his wife Lydia, and their 9 adopted daughters found themselves caught in a spiritual and literal crossfire during the days leading up to the birth of Israel as a nation. As Derek recounts, "Looking back over that stormy Christmas, I realized that it taught me the very real message of Christmas. Stripped of all of its externals and non-essentials, that message is Emmanuel, God with us. We believe you'll find it very meaningful in the days to come. So we would like to send you a copy of A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, absolutely free. Call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget that you still have plenty of time to support the outreach of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted that you're joining us today. Merry Christmas to you. May Christ be formed in your heart afresh. We are in a series that we are beginning this week, actually a continuation of a series that we began last week, that is all about who Jesus is, what his titles are. We've looked at Wonderful Counselor and Prince of Peace, and today we're looking at Jesus as the Word of God, as the expression of what God wants to say to the world. What a great time in which to do it. Let's listen.
Let's look at the description in Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 3, of who Jesus is in his eternal nature. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. There's a significance in the word last. Jesus is the last word of God. The prophets had much to say, but when God wanted to say everything and sum it all up, he sent his Son. And this is how the Son is described, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. There's seven statements there about the Son. He's the heir of all things. Everything is going to come to fulfillment in him. He made the universe. Through him, God created the universe, he himself being uncreated. He's the radiance of God's glory, the way God's glory comes into our lives, the exact representation of his being, the way that we get to know God exactly as he is. You remember Jesus said at one point, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." He sustains all things by his powerful word. He's the one who upholds all creation. And then two facts about our redemption. He provided purification for sins through his death on the cross. Having done so, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven, at the place of all authority and power and glory. So Jesus is the Word of God, the full, complete revelation and unfolding of all that God is, of all that God wants to say. And let me emphasize that without revelation, man cannot know God. I was at one time a professional philosopher, teacher of philosophy. And I studied many philosophical systems in which philosophers tried by mere natural reasoning to arrive at an understanding of whether there is a God, and if so, what God is like. And you know what I discovered? Each one of them came to a different conclusion. What I learned from that is this, that mere reasoning and human intelligence cannot give us a true or an accurate picture of God. So we are dependent on God's own sovereign revelation of himself, if we're to know who God is and what he's like. And it pleased God to give us this total revelation of himself in the person of his Son, the Word made flesh, the one in whom God has said all he has to say. And so Jesus is that revelation of God, the Word of God, the one who shows us what God is really like, the one who opens up the very heart and nature and being of God, the one who reveals to us the mercy of God, the faithfulness of God, the wisdom of God, the one who gives us a true picture of God. Oh, it's so pathetic to see people with false pictures of God. Recently, I was in Egypt, and I saw the remains and the relics of the Pharaoh's empires. And I was just shocked and horrified by the different pictures they had of God, some so debased and horrible. Two of their main gods were represented by the cobra and the vulture. Another god was the jackal. Fancy picturing God like that. Jesus tells us and shows us what God is really like. And then there's one more important conclusion, and that is this, that Jesus is God's last word. He's the full and final revelation. And if you reject that revelation, you cannot expect to hear from God in some other way. There is no other way. Jesus said, "I am the way. No man comes to the Father but by me." You cannot reject Jesus and come to the Father. Receive him. Believe in him. Open your heart and mind to him today, and he'll show you the real nature of God. You won't be groping. You won't be wondering. You'll have a clear understanding, an ever-increasing and brighter revelation of the true nature and person of God the Father. May God help you to do that today, if you've never done it.
Listen to what Derek said so beautifully. Jesus is that revelation of God, the Word of God, the one who shows us what God is really like, the one who opens up the very heart and nature and being of God, the one who reveals to us the mercy of God, the faithfulness of God, the wisdom of God, the one who gives us a true picture of who God is. May the Holy Spirit give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation this Christmas so that you may know who Jesus is. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Christmas is a wonderful time to share with family, to give gifts, and to thank God for the blessings that have come through His Son, Jesus. In his heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, Derek Prince shares his extraordinary first-hand account of the harrowing yet glorious days in December of 1947, a time in which he, his wife Lydia, and their 9 adopted daughters found themselves caught in a spiritual and literal crossfire during the days leading up to the birth of Israel as a nation. As Derek recounts, "Looking back over that stormy Christmas, I realized that it taught me the very real message of Christmas. Stripped of all of its externals and non-essentials, that message is Emmanuel, God with us. We believe you'll find it very meaningful in the days to come. So we would like to send you a copy of A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, absolutely free. Call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget that you still have plenty of time to support the outreach of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm delighted that you're here. Joining me in the studio today is David Holland, one of the producers of our program and a man who brings just a great wealth of wisdom to us about all of these themes. David, thanks for being here.
Sure. Hi, Stephen.
And Christopher Selby is here, the executive producer of our program and also one of the grandsons of Derek Prince. Christopher, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, Stephen.
Now, set up what we're about to hear, buddy. I want to know who this is we're about to hear.
David Dolan is a respected journalist and author, and he lives in Israel. And recently, he was at our Derek Prince Ministries offices and shared with us a little bit about some of his Christmases there in the Holy Land.
I've had the opportunity to spend many Christmases in Bethlehem. Today, it's a growing, mostly Arab town, and unlike when I first started reporting on Christmas from Bethlehem in the early 80s, when it was largely a Christian Arab town, it's now mostly Muslim, about 70-80% Muslim, but the festivities there are always unique. It's always a special place to be because, of course, it is the spot where the Lord made his appearance here on earth. But I've seen it change in a dramatic way over the years from being in the 80s a town that Israel basically ran, controlled. Israeli police forces and army forces were in Manger Square on the edges, but still there. Israeli security was in charge of making sure that the thousands of Christian pilgrims that come for Christmas celebrations were secure, were safe coming into the town. But since the late 80s, it's been the Palestinians that have controlled the security there for the most part. But in recent years, the Israelis are again overall in control, and it's a mixture. It's become a much more political celebration in the last few years. It was, when Israel controlled it in the 80s, almost exclusively focused on the birth of Jesus and the religious aspects. But in recent years, more Palestinian flags, pictures of Palestinian leaders, and that have been in play as well. But, you know, I often think of the way it was when Jesus was born. The Romans were in charge of the area and the city. There probably were Roman checkpoints going into the area. So there was political turmoil and tension. Well, nothing has changed. There's still that today. And yet, it's a very unique place to spend Christmas.
and the choirs from around the world singing carols in Manger Square. There's just nothing like it. You hear Spanish, French, Italian, Korean languages from Africa, and English, of course, and Hebrew and Arabic carols being sung from the different choirs that come for that. People mingling from all over the world, celebrating the birth of Jesus. And as that sunset comes on Christmas Eve and the stars usually are out, some years very cold and rainy, though, because Bethlehem is in the Judean hills. But to see those stars, especially on those clear nights, and to reflect on what happened there, it's so special and so unique. And I never, as a journalist, have lost that sense of wonder. One year I was nearly run over, though, covering Christmas celebrations by the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's convoy. I was standing a little bit into the street interviewing an Arab taxi driver about his reflections on Christmas for the CBS radio network that I was working for at the time. And suddenly he grabs hold of me and yanks me onto the curb just as a convoy of cars came tumbling around the corner. He spotted it first. But it's a special place to be, and despite the tensions and the trouble, it is Bethlehem. It is the spot that, as the prophet Micah said, that the Messiah would come to the earth and appear as a savior for all of humanity. His blood still atones for our sins, and I'm sure glad he came to the earth, and it's a privilege to often be out in Bethlehem for the Christmas celebrations.
You know, guys, listening to David's stories really remind me that there are many, many people who will probably be listening to this broadcast who are away from home at Christmas.
Yeah.
I grew up in the military, for example, and I not only spent personally about 6 years overseas before I was 18, spending Christmases away from, you know, American grandparents, but it made me really aware of the military families all over the world. It made me aware of embassy personnel, State Department personnel, you know, all sorts of people, people in business who are expats, basically, who are living abroad at Christmas time. And we really want to call out to all of you, and especially those of you in the military, especially those of you serving in harm's way in Afghanistan and Iraq. We pray for you. We're proud of you. You are loved. Whatever reports you've heard back here about a mounting anti-military kind of climate, believe me, it's not true. That's a minority. And we're thinking about you at this stage in your lives, and especially at this time of year, praying for you. And just pray that you'll have a Christ-filled Christmas. If your Christmas day is just a can of turkey on the run, still, we want it to be a Christ-filled Christmas. We want it to be glorious for you. And we thank you for what you do for your country.
Yes, bless you guys, and may he keep you safe.
So much gratitude goes out to those brave men and women.
Well, it is Christmas Eve, and we want you all to just enjoy a marvelous time. Be sure and pull your family together and do some Bible reading, read some of those early portions of the Gospels, you know, with family, with friends, even if just in a tent on a far-flung battlefield. And let me voice a quick prayer for you now. It'd be my privilege to do so. Father God, we thank you on this Christmas Eve for those who are within the sound of my raspy voice here this day. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you'll draw near to them, that you'll protect them, that you will quicken and empower your word in them, that, Father, you will draw them to you, those who do not know you, and draw them to you, those who do know you, that they might know you even better. Give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And may Christ be formed in them afresh this Christmas season, just as the Christ was birthed in a manger in Bethlehem. May Christ be born in them afresh, and may we all celebrate the glorious grace of God during this marvelous holiday. In your name we pray. Amen.
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 Guys, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you, Stephen.
Thanks.
And Merry Christmas Eve to you. We love you. We pray for you. And we'll be back with you tomorrow to celebrate the birthday of our Lord. That's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To request your copy of Derek's heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And take this opportunity to show your support of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or request your free copy of A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.